Republican State Senator Jim Carlin of Sioux City has made a major announcement. Through the posting on social media, the Republican says that he is throwing his name as a candidate for the United States Senate. The seat is currently being held by Chuck Grassley. Grassley, who's been in the U.S. Senator representing Iowa for more than 36 years, is up for re-election in 2022. However, Grassley has not yet indicated as to whether he will seek a seventh term. KLEM Radio hopes to be able to contact State Senator Carlin for some comments relating to his announcement later this morning. It's coming. Expo in a bag. Instead of our regular Lamar's Home Expo, KLEM has assembled close to 40 exhibitors in a Hy-Vee reusable tote bag. It's filled with information, goodies like hand sanitizer and chip clips, plus the lucky number contest. It's your chance to win great prizes and certificates. Best of all, it's free and no purchase is necessary. Get your Expo in a bag today, this Saturday, February 13th at the Lamar's Hy-Vee between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Dave Rudin will be broadcasting live from the Lamar's Hy-Vee explaining the details of the KLEM Expo in a Bag. Join KLEM staff as we distribute the free bags to people at the Lamar's Hy-Vee. Be sure to stop at the Lamar's Hy-Vee this morning between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to pick up your free Expo in a Bag. Now, many different prizes will be awarded, including our top prize of a Blackstone tabletop griddle from Hardware Hank and Lamar's. That's just one of the prizes that you could win in the KLEM Lucky Number Contest. It's all part of our Expo in a Bag promotion. This Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 1 is your first chance to get your free Hy-Vee reusable tote bag. It's filled with useful information and goodies from close to 40 exhibitors. And don't forget about that lucky number contest. Each bag will have a number, and you won't want to lose that number because it could be the lucky number to win many different prizes. We'll be at the Lamar's Hy-Vee handing out these bags. Best of all, it's absolutely free and no purchase is necessary. Well, with the high temperatures stuck in single digits and teens and nightly lows falling well below zero, Iowans' furnaces are putting in plenty of overtime. Troy Martin works for a heating business in Webster City and suggests that Iowans take a few precautionary steps to keep the warm air flowing.
Always make sure if you have batteries in your thermostat, make sure those are fresh. If you haven't changed them, now's the time. Keep a good clean air filter in your furnace and your heating system so we don't have any potential issues there.
If you have a high efficiency furnace, make certain that the air intake and exhaust pipes are clear of any snow that may be piled up beside your house. Frozen water pipes are always a concern this time of year, and if one breaks, it can quickly become an expensive mess.
Basements can be drafty. If you have that going on in your home, make sure the drafts get closed up. And we don't have any cold air situations infiltrating your basement or, around windows or cracks in your foundation that can cause some pipes to freeze if they're close to that cold air coming in.
He also recommends leaving the faucets dripping to prevent the freezing of pipes and keep cabinet doors open below your sink to allow warm air to circulate. State officials will reduce next week's share of COVID vaccine doses for a handful of Iowa counties that have lagged behind in getting the shots administered. Department of Public Health Director Kelly Garcia says that five counties did not meet the goal for counties to get at least 80% of the weekly doses out the door. Garcia says that they are going to give them a little bit of a break to catch up and says that this is not a measure not to be punitive to those five counties. Garcia says on Friday morning that during a telephone town hall with AARP members that she did not name the five counties which lagged in the vaccine distribution. A city of Hamburg, which is located on the far southwest corner of Iowa next to Missouri, has signed an agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to raise a Missouri River levee near the city by 8 feet. Floodwaters surged over the levee in 2019 into Hamburg, and the levee itself was damaged. The Corps has ordered Hamburg in 2011 to remove dirt that had been added on top of the levee, but Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane says that that extra dirt wouldn't have been enough protection from the massive 2019 flood. Hamburg will spend nearly $8 million to raise the levee, and Corps officials say that they'll start accepting bids in the next few weeks, and construction on the project should begin this spring. A levee near Hamburg is the first one in the country to get the go-ahead for a higher elevation after a change in federal law. Republicans at the State House have settled on sending Iowa's K-12 public schools $36.5 million more in general state aid for the next academic year. Representative Cecil Dulacek, a Republican from Mount Air, outlined details during the House debate.
It is part of a package that we're putting together to go to schools. There are some other funds that we're looking at, quite possibly that will go further. I hope this is not the end, and I don't think it is.
Democrats say even if there's another batch of money later, this decision setting per pupil spending means property taxes will go up in 137 school districts with lower enrollment this year compared to last. Representative Eric Jardy, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says it's the wrong move.
When I was campaigning, the things I heard more than anything from folks is, well, what are you going to do to lower these property taxes?
Representative Molly Donahue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says it will be a double whammy to property owners in Cedar Rapids, Marshalltown, and other school districts that were hit by the derecho and have fewer students this year.
My issue here is that we have a surplus of millions of dollars, and we are lowering funding for 137 schools.
Republicans say it would be irresponsible to withdraw money from the state's budget surplus for schools, as that money may be needed next year if the state's economy doesn't rebound from the pandemic. The GOP's plan for general state spending on schools has cleared the House and will now be taken up in the Senate next week.